With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man charged in the 2022 abduction and murder of Elicity Powell continues in grand court today. On Tuesday, the Crown opened its case against Devin Emanuel Wright, presenting CCTV footage from the day after the toddler's body was found on the shoreline of Cayman Brac. The trial is expected to last several weeks. In other court news, the trial of a bartender accused of raping a customer is set to start today in grand court. The Crown is expected to give opening speeches this morning, followed by the start of the presentation of their case against Palmu Ragan Al-Raj. The defendant remains on bail. Heads up for boaters today. The Coast Guard has set up a temporary maritime exclusion zone in Cayman Brac that will remain in effect through 10 a.m. The area encompasses the waters from Bliss Beach House to 500 foot past Cayman Breakers, from the drop-off to the waterline. All individuals and vessels are prohibited, with access being limited to marked Cayman Islands Coast Guard vessels and on-duty Coast Guard personnel only. You're being encouraged to plan your routes accordingly and keep clear of the area. The Chamber of Commerce says its long-running Mentoring Cayman program has completed another six-month cycle and is now calling for new volunteer mentors. Veteran mentor and Radio Cayman account executive Anita Khan says the program has become a key part of her work with young people.
When I started this mentoring program 9 years ago, I don't even know why I started. I just felt a need to interact with students. And I thought this was my perfect opportunity to continue learning and continue sharing from my experience. And it started with one student, and here I am with my ninth mentee, and I really, really enjoy this.
The Chamber says former participants have gone on to become professionals and community leaders, and is encouraging interested applicants to contact its programs team to learn more about future Mentoring Cayman cycles. For more information, you can head to caymanchamber.ky. And Health City Cayman Islands is warning you to pay clear attention to headache red flags, especially new symptoms that may require urgent medical review.
If you've had headaches that start for the first time after the age of 55 or 60, that's something that's worth seeing a physician about. And similarly, headaches in childhood would be a reason to see them.
Neurologist Dr. Rose Gianmarco also cautions about headaches that suddenly change pattern or start behaving differently from long-standing migraines.
If you have changes in your level of alertness or consciousness, memory difficulties, if headaches are associated with a seizure, for example, that would be another reason. If you have weakness of an extremity or numbness of an extremity, numbness of your face, those are all reasons that we should see a physician.
Dr. Gianmarco says headaches linked to new loss of vision, double vision, very severe nausea, or poor response to medication are further warning signs, and says migraines with aura can mimic some of these symptoms but are still worth checking with your doctor. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. The Ukrainian commander-in-chief, sacked by President Volodymyr Zelensky, has been defending his record as he leaves his post. General Oleksandr Siersky said his forces remained on the offensive. The Kremlin said the change in appointment would not alter the situation at the front. Ukraine has carried out fresh strikes against logistics hubs belonging to Russia's biggest online retailer, Wildberries. Mr. Zelensky said they had been involved in providing the Russian army with drone components. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has told the BBC he doesn't know when his inspectors will be able to return to Iran to resume their vital work. Rafael Grossi urged the Iranian authorities to swiftly facilitate access. A French modelling scout with ties to Jeffrey Epstein has been found dead at his home. Daniel Siad had been suspected of trafficking young women to the late convicted sex offender, though he had denied wrongdoing. The United States is expected to announce a landmark deal with Saudi Arabia later today that would help establish a civilian nuclear program in the kingdom. Nuclear cooperation between the two allies has been under discussion for years, but some US lawmakers and Israeli officials oppose it. Opposition politicians in India have disrupted proceedings in Parliament to demand a debate on a police crackdown during a student march in Delhi on Monday. Dozens of people were injured during the protests led by a youth movement. The Apollo Gallery of the Louvre Museum in Paris is reopening to the public today, 9 months after French crown jewels were stolen. Museum officials say jewellery will no longer be displayed there. BBC News.